Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer Series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 1 of 11, Calling Code and Add-ins from Other Office Solutions. When you create an application-level add-in, you can expose code in your add-in to other Office solutions. This is useful if your add-in provides a service that you want other Office solutions to use. For example, if you have an add-in for Excel that performs calculations on financial data from a web service, other Office solutions can perform these same calculations by calling into the Excel add-in. This is especially useful if your add-in provides a feature that can only be implemented in an add-in, such as a ribbon customization or a custom task pane. Other Office solutions that cannot implement these features directly, such as VBA code, can use these features by calling into your add-in. To enable other Office solutions to call code in your add-in, you must perform a series of steps to expose code. These steps are related to the following concepts: types of Office solutions that can call code in an add-in, exposing objects to other Office solutions, and accessing objects from other Office solutions. Types of Office solutions that can call code in an add-in. You can expose code in an add-in to the following types of Office solutions: other Visual Studio Tools for Office add-ins, document-level customizations that are loaded in the same application process as your add-in, COM add-ins, that is, add-ins that implement the interface IDT Extensibility 2 directly, and finally, VBA code in a document that is loaded in the same application process as your add-in. The common thread between these types of solutions is that they all have access to the object model of the Office application. You'll see why this is important later. Exposing objects to other Office solutions. Exposing an object to other Office solutions is relatively easy. Simply override the method named RequestComAddinAutomationService, which is in the class named thisAddin in your add-in project, and return the object that you want to expose to other solutions. For this to work, the object you return must meet certain requirements. The object must be an instance of a public class that is visible to COM and that exposes the iDispatch interface. There are several attributes you can use in your code to meet these requirements, which are described in detail in the Visual Studio documentation. Accessing objects from other Office solutions. When your add-in is loaded, the Visual Studio Tools for Office runtime automatically calls the RequestComAddinAutomationService method. The runtime assigns the returned object to a property of an object that represents your add-in. The type of this object is named COMAddin. The various types of Office solutions I mentioned earlier can access this object by navigating the object model of the host Office application. Then, they can call methods that are defined on this object. You can get more information by searching for the topic named Calling Code and Application-Level Add-ins from Other Office Solutions in the MSDN library. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center: the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.